Hey, Scrady, seems like it's been a while since we've done an overtime podcast.
It seems like forever. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because we live in a world of alcohol and everything seems like it's a long time after 9 or 12 drinks or something. I'm not sure. But in all honesty, this overtime break that we have had has given us an opportunity to sort of watch and take in some of the evolving situations with baseball, basketball, and of course with football. Now, this morning on the program, we didn't get a chance to really delve into NFL Players Association presidents Damaris Smith's comments on the NFL ratings, which again continue to decline. Now, the reasons for the ratings decline are varied. They're multiplied now more than ever by the inordinate amount of ways that you can watch games, including pirating games, which you do fairly regularly for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Not just the Blue Jackets. Every time there's an MMA fight, I watch it.
Oh, good call.
I'm going to be watching WrestleMania, which isn't a sport, but it's pay-per-view TV.
Yeah, I'll be doing that. Athletic competition.
That's how I roll. I'm proud to say that I pirate these TV shows, and I have no problem admitting that.
Boom. So there you go. All right. And one of the reasons that piracy, as I mentioned here, that NFL ratings are declining, and most ratings for most professional sports continue to decline. What I found interesting and why I wanted to spend some time on overtime today and talk about it were Damaris Smith's comments about the NFL's ratings and how one sports league, the National Basketball Association, continues to make new strides and develop new fans by virtue of their TV deals. So I'm going to read you what Damaris Smith said, and then we can kind of get into the throes of will this work. So Smith said this, quote, "I think it's important to take a look at what's going on in basketball, because for the most part, I think they are the only sport that more and more people are watching." He goes on to say, "And my hat's off to what they do and how they do it in the NBA. I think you could make the argument," Smith says, "that a lot of their programming is fresher, hipper. They do, I think, a great job of marketing their individual players, sometimes at a time when the NFL looks for ways to take their top stars off the field. I would be interested in better understanding the relationship between the broadcast partners and the NBA, what the relationship is like, and how they do their TV deals, their rights deals." He goes on to say, "But I think that given the year-over-year ratings issue in football, it begs the question, should we be doing something different? And that might mean restructuring, the restructuring of a season in a way to make it more fan-friendly." Wow. It's rare, first of all, to hear a figure like Damaris Smith, a top level guy representing athletes in whatever particular sport, really sort of tip the cap to another major professional sport, because for the most part, they want to keep eyeballs on their sport. But I think what he's mentioning here, Scrady, might be more to the heart of the issue. If people are finding it difficult, or maybe it's not fan friendly to watch football on Sundays, on Mondays, on Thursdays, on Saturdays in some situations, then you get college football. Maybe there is something to the idea of restructuring. I don't know how you could, but restructuring the season a little bit to make it more fan friendly and maybe more viewers.
Well, and maybe there is, and I got to tell you, I might be a little off on this one, because I don't watch the NBA much. I mean, they might market it perfectly. I mean, that's very possible that they do. You know, I watch enough to kind of know what's going on, so that we can chat about the NBA. The extent of my NBA, how much I watch and pay attention to it, try to get into it. But obviously, I'm a football homer, though, so I think that everything's the best.
Football's your favorite sport.
It's by far my favorite sport, so I feel like what they're doing is right. And obviously, it is the biggest sport. There's a reason for it. I don't think him praising the NBA is going to take eyes off of football. I don't think so at all.
But you understand, sometimes people have that thought, like, oh gosh, if I say something nice about them, maybe people won't like me as much.
What I really think is, you brought it up at the beginning of the show here, the overtime here, the podcast about the Columbus Blue Jackets. I pirate the Columbus Blue Jackets because that's what I want to watch. I think that the NFL Sunday Ticket, I think that NHL Center Ice, that MLB season pass, the NBA
zone.
I just think that it's outrageous what cable companies charge you for that. So you can just go online and watch it for free. So you do that. I mean, there's many avenues to be able to go and do that. I know I would never pay for the Red Zone, not only the Red Zone, but I'd never pay for the Sunday ticket. But there's about five times a season that the Vikings aren't on here because they play the same time as the Packers, same network, so you don't have it. So that's what I do. I pirate it. I feel like it's more of a case of there's Carolina Panther fans living in Minneapolis than it is, well, they just aren't watching anymore.
Well, and I think that might be part of the overall issue with the ratings that the NFL is having. You know, you mentioned fans living in other areas, but not wanting to get handcuffed to a high cable bill.
Yeah.
So you're going to find another avenue. And even if you are, you know, doing this completely above board, say you're streaming your games on Twitter, say you're watching them on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
So if you're going to watch Thursday Night Football, well, the television companies and Nielsen in specific, the dirty bastards at Nielsen, they don't get the actual rating point. When those rating points don't come in, the folks at Nielsen, who make their living by selling fear to their advertisers and the programmers that put the advertising and the content on, they go back and say, well, look, you're way down. This is a big problem. And you know what? Maybe there is something to the fact that this last NFL season, I mean, you and I had to painfully wade our way through the discussions on a week by week basis of who's standing and who's not for the national anthem and all that garbage.
I'm tired of that.
Well,
yeah.
Listen,
I think
the entire country got fatigued on that. And they finally, the NFL finally listened to what I was saying from the beginning. Just don't show up. Don't show it. But if that did lose them some ratings, okay, maybe we can put that in. But I think that this whole mountain of the NFL ratings is being made over a molehill. I think that what you mentioned, the fact that you have fans in different areas of the country that are loyal to a different team than the one maybe that's in their locale, will find ways, whether or not it's paid for by a cable company, they will find ways to engage and consume their football teams. And it doesn't have to be on TV. And so when I'm thinking about the NFL going forward, I don't know that they need to do anything different. I mean, maybe with respect to Damaris Smith's comments, the NBA does market to a younger, fresher, hipper audience. Yeah, that's true. The NBA is made up of 80% African American, so it's targeting a different demographic. But could they do something to make it hipper? Sure.
How many NBA players kneel at the national anthem?
Not many. David West has been standing behind the line for 12 years, and nobody cared. They kicked Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf out of the league, basically.
This is a long time ago, though.
But
I mean, you're talking about old
David West
guys.
Is still in the league now. I mean, he's with the Warriors.
He's
been standing behind the line for a while. Kobe Bryant said that if he was playing right now, he would do some sort of protest.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it doesn't happen.
No, they don't. But they came to an agreement together before the season, said, hey, let's not let what happened to us be what happened to the NFL.
Right. And, which makes me think maybe there is something to it a little bit. Maybe that does factor in a little bit. I don't know.
I'm sure it's got to a degree. I don't know what percentage, but a degree it's got to.
I think people are annoyed with hearing about it. Yeah. I mean, it's mind-numbing. Every time you say the name Colin Kaepernick, it's just mind-numbing. It's a place that people don't want to go, don't want to think about, don't want to talk about anymore. And when that's one of the guys that's the most talked about playing that sport, and you hear him every single broadcast, I think it might get old to people. I understand that. You do. It's old. It gets mind-numbing hearing the same stuff over and over again. Like, you don't care anymore, and maybe that translates into, okay, well, I'll just find something else to do. Maybe I'll rake the leaves on Sunday instead of...
And you know what? That might work for a week. Okay,
yeah,
weekend,
I know.
But
for me, it wouldn't even work for a weekend.
Well, right. And you, probably like many Americans, were as fatigued about the consistent talk of a guy that wasn't even playing football like Colin Kaepernick week in, week out. But you're still going to watch. And I think that for all that I heard this season, all right, and all the different times I was reading our Facebook feeds or looking at texts that would come in on our five-star telecom talking text line about, oh, I'm never going to watch the NFL again. Yes, you are. You're going to watch the NFL again. And you might say no for a week. Maybe even you hold out for 2 weeks. But when you're looking at the final four games of the season and your team is getting ready to make a playoff push, you're tuning back in. Look, I think that the NFL, while it's not nearly as bad as everybody is making it out to be, and I've said this repeatedly, the ratings are nearly meaningless at this particular time in our history.
Right.
There is something to be desired with respect to how the future of the consumption of the NFL will be. And so for Damaris Smith and for the players, I think it's fine for them to look and maybe even model portions of their advertising like another league, like the NBA.
Yep.
And say, hey, it's working for these guys. Maybe we take a piece of this and we throw it into our pot, and who knows? It might just make the National Football League even more popular. And listen, it's still the best, the biggest sport in America, and it's not even really close.
It's never going to change either, I don't think.
Well, that's what they said about baseball, too.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what they said about baseball, too. Never go so far as to say it'll never change.
Boxing used
to be the most popular sport.
You might be right, but baseball is still the most popular sport in the summer.
In certain regions of the country.
I'd say that.
In certain regions of the country.
I don't know what else to even watch in this summer other than baseball.
Well, certain parts of the country in summertime, which is 12 months a year, you're outside, you're surfing, you're doing other... But in the Northeast, the Midwest, baseball is summertime stuff. All I'm saying is that it can never be considered a sure thing that football will always remain at number one.
No, not
but looking year. Towards the future to make these minor tweaks, if it works for the NBA, maybe it works for football, cool.
Could happen.
Go for it.